This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. Today in the showcase, our musical theme is Destinations Part 2. We began our travels a few weeks back, and we're going places again today. And for the countdown, we've gone back to the end of May in 1938. And for the playlist today, we're using the top 10 songs from that weekend's Your Hit Parade program. And we resume our climb up the charts at number 5. Here's Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights doing Tippy Tin. Tippy Tin, a song with Spanish origins, played theatrically there by Horace Heidt and his Brigadiers. And on the vocals, Larry Cotton, Elizabeth Hughes, the King Sisters, and the Glee Club. That was a big hit for the band at number 5 this week in 1938, coming down after spending 6 weeks at number 1, their second chart topper. It is the last weekend of May 1938 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we're up to number 4 on your hit parade. Here's the Larry Clinton Orchestra with his girl singer B. Wayne, Cry Baby Cry.
Cry, baby, cry. cry, baby, cry, just the way I did the day you broke my heart. Cry, baby, cry, you flew too high. Table turned and now you've learned you're not so smart. You broke every promise, you couldn't be true. You gave me the go-by for somebody new and I needed you so. Cry, baby, cry, my eyes are dry. Baby, cry.
Over the last 6 months, the Larry Clinton Orchestra had become quite the hit machine. And that continued with Cry, Baby, Cry with B. Wayne at the microphone. Number four on your hit parade this week in 1938. 2 weeks later, it would be at number one. And this weekend, it was already on top of other surveys. It would headline the music world for 4 weeks. The first number one for the Clinton Band, and they would hit it twice more this year with My Reverie and Heart and Soul. It's late May 1938 on today's show, when most of the world had its eyes on Europe. War seemed inevitable with the rise of Hitler and Nazi Germany. And it wasn't just saber-rattling. Their expansion began in March.
Right at this moment, Austria is no longer a nation, but is now officially a part of the German Empire. Austria and Germany are being welded together under one command, one army, one policy, one economic compact. The Nazis are driving with all their might to bring Austria under complete Nazi domination.
Another bulletin from Vienna. A hysterical roar of cheers greeted Chancellor Hitler today as Der Führer drove slowly across Hero Square in Vienna. The crowd was described as one of the greatest gatherings ever assembled in the Austrian capital. Hitler's appearance before the microphone was the signal for a roar of Heils. Chancellor Hitler termed Austria the latest and greatest addition to the German Reich. The Führer said that he wanted to assure the other 80 million Germans in the world that Austria's allegiance to the Reich is second to none.
Gabriel Heater of Mutual and Bob Trout on CBS reporting on the Anschluss. Austrian Chancellor Kurt von Schuschnigg had called for a referendum declaring Austrian independence. He had made political concessions with Social Democrats, and he was going to win that vote because the Austrian Nazi Party only had about a 20% following. Well, that infuriated Hitler, and he sent an ultimatum to Schuschnigg, demanding that he hand all power over to the Austrian Nazis or face invasion. Schuschnigg wanted assistance from Britain and France, but neither was willing. So Schuschnigg resigned, the Nazi Party took over, and German troops rolled in on March 12th. And we get back to the countdown for this final week of May in 38, and coming in at number three on your hit parade was Don't Be That Way from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Don't Be That Way, written by Edgar Samson and first recorded by Chick Webb in 1934. That was a minor hit for his band, but Benny Goodman turned it into an all-time great. And the band was at its height, coming off its Carnegie Hall concert back in January, and the biting brass, the trumpets of Harry James, Ziggy Elman, and Chris Griffin, and drummer Gene Krupa. But he had already left the band after one too many conflicts with Benny. But the Goodman outfit was rated as the band of the year for 1938. Don't Be That Way was at number 3 on your hit parade this weekend, which was a good showing for an instrumental because most of the tunes on your hit parade were songs, recordings with lyrics. But Don't Be That Way was spending one of its handful of weeks on top of the Billboard radio chart this weekend. Alrighty, off to Broadway now. Let's see what was on stage this weekend in 1938. For the dramas, Golden Boy had Luther Adler, Francis Farmer. And how about these players in supporting roles? Lee Cobb, Elia Kazan, Howard Da Silva, and John Garfield. There was Shadow and Substance with Cedric Hardwick. There was On Borrowed Time, also Our Town, and The Circle had Tallulah Bankhead. Tobacco Road had reached 1,900 performances, starring Henry Hull. Of Mice and Men was playing, that had Wallace Ford and Broderick Crawford. And also playing was Julius Caesar. The adaptation by Orson Welles, there he is again, we had him back in radio, so he was doing The Shadow and playing Brutus and Julius Caesar. The lead role was by Joseph Holland. Also in the cast, George Caloris, Joseph Cotton, and Martin Gable, and it was all produced by John Houseman. And from all the reviews I've seen, it was a stunning production. All right, to the comedies now. Gertrude Lawrence starred in Susan and God. Bachelor Born had Frederick Leister. What a Life featured Eddie Bracken, Betty Field, Butterfly McQueen, and Ezra Stone as Henry Aldrich. He'd play that role for years on radio. You Can't Take It With You had Josephine Hall and Henry Travers. Room Service, Sam Levine and Eddie Albert. And the women had Margalo Gilmore and Ilka Chase. And musicals, I'd Rather Be Right, Joy Hodges, Austin Marshall, and George M. Cohan. And I Married an Angel with Dennis King, Vivian Siegel, Walter Slezak, and Vera Zorina. And two of the big songs from the show were the title track and Spring Is Here. Unfortunately, they didn't make a cast recording, but commercial records were made, like this one from Buddy Clark.
Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me.
There's Buddy Clark. You know, he was one of the singers on your hit parade here in the spring of 1938. Hey, he did the show for a couple of years. And the female singer was going by the name Freda Gibson, but we'd come to know her as Georgia Gibbs. Well, Buddy's version of Spring Is Here would be his very first hit. It would crack the top 20 later in the summer. Written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart for the Broadway musical I Married an Angel. Playing on Broadway this weekend in 1938. As we've turned the calendar back 88 years on This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're traveling again. Yeah, Destinations Part 2 is our musical theme. And for this segment, a European trek. We start in Portugal with Catarina Valente.
I found my April dream in Portugal with you. When we discovered romance like we never knew. My head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too. And madly I said, I love you. Too soon I heard you say, this dream is for a day. That's Portugal and love in April. And when the showers fell, those tears I know so well, they told me it was a spring fooling me. I found my April dream in Portugal with you. When we discovered romance like we never knew. My head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too. And madly I said, I love you.
Usually, we associate April in Portugal with Les Baxter, which is completely understandable because he had the big instrumental hit. But the tune was given lyrics as well, sung right there by Catarina Valente. She was backed up by Stanley Black and his orchestra, and that recording was made in 1962. Well, from Portugal, we cross the border into Spain and meet up with Frankie Lane.
Granada, I'm falling under your spell. And if you could speak, what a fascinating tale you would tell. Of an age the world has long forgotten. Of an age that weaves a silent magic in Granada. The dawn in the sky greets the day with a sigh for Granada. For she can remember the splendor that once was Granada. It still can be found in the hills all around as I wander along, entranced by the beauty before me, entranced by a land full of sunshine and flowers and song. And when day is done and the sun starts to set in Granada, I envy the blush of the snow-clad Sierra Nevada. For soon it will welcome the stars while a thousand guitars play a soft habanera. Then moonlit Granada will live again the glory of yesterday, romantic
in the Sierra Nevadas of southern Spain. Granada, and an outstanding performance by Frankie Lane and the Paul Weston Orchestra from 1954. Hey, Paul Weston is going with us on our next stop, where we meet up with the Norman Luboff Choir.
Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, friendly old girl of a town. Neath her tavern light on this merry night, let us drink and drink one down. Sailed away, but I'm home today, singing Copenhagen. Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen for me. I sail up the Skagerrak and sail down the Kattegat, through the harbor and up to the quay, and there she stands waiting for me. Wonderful Copenhagen, friendly old girl of a town. Neath her tavern light on this merry night, let us drink and drink one glass. Wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, saw the old queen of the sea. Once I sailed away, but I'm home today, singing Copenhagen.
From 1952, Paul Weston's orchestra and the Norman Luboff Choir and wonderful Copenhagen. Well, our final European destination is only two-thirds on the continent. The other third is in Asia. And if you remember your geography lessons, you know the city. If not, the four lads are here to help you out.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why
Constantinople, get the works. That's nobody's business but the Turks. Stambul.
The city has had various names over the centuries, but for the Turks, it's always been Istanbul. That was the Four Lads with the Norman Laden Orchestra and their big hit from 1953. It's another weekend of destinations on This Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. So glad you've made it here for our weekly venture down memory lane. And today our path goes back 88 years to the end of May in 1938. And now it's time for sports. Well, this was Memorial Day weekend in 1938, so that meant doubleheaders for the major leaguers. The Giants led the Cubs by 3.5, but Chicago would win the pennant. And in the American League, it was Cleveland ahead of Boston by 2.5 games. Bit of a slow start for the Yankees. They got swept by the A's over the weekend, but they'd bounce back and take two from the Red Sox on Memorial Day Monday, and they would come on back and take the pennant, and they would win the World Series in a sweep. They'd be the first team to win 3 in a row. The holiday also means racing, and Floyd Roberts took the checkered flag at the Indy 500. In tennis, the French Open was about to begin. Don Budge would win it, part of the Grand Slam this year, and Simone Mathieu took the ladies' title. In golf, the Masters went to Henry Picard. Horse racing, Lauren won the Kentucky Derby but didn't run the next two events. Dauber won the Preakness, and Pasteurized would take the Belmont. And finally, a wacky finish to the NHL season. Boston had been the regular season best, but they were upset in the semifinals by Toronto. Now, Chicago went 14-25-9 in the regular season, but they still qualified for the playoffs. They were seconds from elimination in the first round against Montreal, but rallied to force overtime in Game 2 and pulled it out, and then won Game 3 also in OT. And similar situation in the semifinals against the New York Americans. Lost the opener, had to go to double overtime in Game 2, and then took the rubber match and the series. So that sent them into the finals against the Maple Leafs. However, Blackhawks goalie Mike Karakas was injured in Game 3, and the team's backup wasn't traveling with the team. So they had to go scrambling for a goalie. They found a minor league keeper, Alfie Moore, in Toronto. But when they finally tracked him down, he was drinking in a bar. They got him in a taxi to the arena, sobered him up, and on the ice. He gave up a goal on the first shot, but nothing after that, and he won the opener. Karakas would return for Game 3, and the Blackhawks would go on to stun the hockey world, beating Toronto 3-1. But the story doesn't end there. The Blackhawks clinched the title in Chicago, but the Stanley Cup wasn't there. NHL president Frank Calder thought the Leafs would easily win the series, so he had the cup shipped to Toronto. Another example of what happens when you assume. And that's a run through sports from here in May of 1938. And we get back to the countdown now. We're up to number 2 with Red Norvo and his orchestra featuring Mildred Bailey. Please be kind.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love sincere, oh please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear, oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, honey, please be kind.
Mr. and Mrs. Swing, as they were called, Red Norvo and Mildred Bailey there. Please Be Kind. The arrangement was done by Eddie Sauter. And the soloist, you heard Wes Hine on trombone. Red played the vibes, of course. And it was Jerry Jerome on tenor sax. Please Be Kind was a 2-week number one record, and it was at number two on your hit parade this week in 1938.
You've seen those one-eyed cars with a burned-out headlight bulb confusing other drivers. You've had to stop short behind other cars because the taillight was dimmed by mud and dust. You've strained your eyes to see through a dirty, spotted windshield. Your Texaco dealer has a solution for all that. It's called Circle Service. When you stop for a tank full of Fire Chief gasoline, he circles around your car, cleans the windshield and rear window, headlight and stoplight lenses, notes the inflation of your tires, checks the oil and adds water. These are some of the things which help save you time and money and makes driving safer for you and your family. Circle Service means a lot and costs you nothing. Remember, Circle Service goes with Fire Chief. The only gasoline famous from coast to coast is the emergency duty gasoline. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Jimmy Wallington pitching Texaco service stations on Texaco Town with Eddie Cantor here in 1938. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this final weekend of May. One by a group put together by Benny Goodman star trumpeter Harry James with vocals by Helen Humes. It's The Dreamer and Me. In December of 37, Harry James was given the chance to put together his own 9-piece band to make a few records. Most of the sidemen came from the Goodman Band, but he grabbed a few from the Count Basie Orchestra, including his girl singer, Helen Humes. It's the Dreamer and Me became Harry's second top 10 hit, reaching number 9. And by the way, his first top 10 was on the other side of that record. Harry's version of 1 O'Clock Jump made it there in February of 38. And in early 39, he would have his own permanent orchestra. Also today, Destinations is our musical theme, and we're off to Southeast Asia now with the Bob Zirke Orchestra. Claire Martin sings on a little street in Singapore.
harbor door. A veil of moonlight on my lonely face. How pale my hands that held him in embrace. My sails tonight are filled with perfume of Shalimar. And temple bells will guide me to the shore. And then I'll hold him in my arms and love the way we loved before. On a little street in Singapore.
Bob Zierke was a great pianist. He grew in fame during his time with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. But his story is the one that's all too common about the musician whose hard living ways led to his demise. But in 1939, he won the Downbeat magazine poll for favorite pianist. That same year, he started his own group, Bob Zierke and his Delta Rhythm Band. And that was one of their sides on a little street in Singapore, featuring the vocals of Claire Martin. Unfortunately, there were only a few bars of Bob's solo on the ivories. The early trombone solo, not sure. I'm thinking it's Billy Pritchard. And on alto sax, it was Nonni Bernardi. Now, if you are from L.A., you know him as Ernani Bernardi, the three-decade city councilman. On a street in Singapore, one of our destinations today on Seems Like Old Times. We're nearing the finish line of today's Seems Like Old Times, but before we break the tape, let me remind you about the website. It is oldtimesradio.com. There we have our weekly schedule, the list of affiliates, and the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. And follow us on Facebook and X. And the email is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, one last destination now. Off to Calcutta with the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. huge 1961 hit for Lawrence Welk and his orchestra, Calcutta. That's our final destination today, and I have so many more, some that I've never played before, some that I've never heard of, that I've come across in the music vault. So this could be an ongoing theme with installments every couple of months. Yeah, we've put a few more pushpins into our destinations map on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year, 1938. But first, some news headlines. Back to Europe. After taking Austria, Adolf Hitler now wanted Czechoslovakia, using the same rationale that there were Germans living in the area known as the Sudetenland, and they wanted to be a part of Greater Germany. On May 20th, Czechoslovakia began mobilizing its armed forces. And there was an incident this week that people were concerned about it becoming a second Sarajevo. Near the town of Cheb, which is close to the German border, two Sudeten Germans on a motorcycle twice refused to stop for Czech traffic patrols. So the guards opened fire and killed both men. Turned out both were notorious Nazi agitators, but still it had the Europeans buzzing about a potential response. Leaders were asking President Edvard Beneš not to do anything that might provoke the Germans, but Beneš called up 70,000 reserves, and Sudeten Nazis woke up the next day to find tanks, mounted guns, and armored units rumbling through their streets. So things calmed down after a couple of days, but it showed the Germans that the Czechs were not as impotent as the Austrians. On the other side of the world, in Canton, China, more than 1,000 killed and 1,500 injured after a series of Japanese bombings. But the Chinese claimed victories in the city of Lanfang and Xuzhou. All right, what else was going on? The Dionne Quintuplets turned 4 years old this weekend. The five Canadian sisters got their first taste of ice cream with this celebration. Here at home, this weekend's Gallup poll showed that most Americans favored Supreme Court justices to quit at age 70, echoing President Roosevelt's sentiments. Last year, the president went on attack, calling the court the nine old men. Also in the Gallup poll this weekend, most Americans approve legalized betting on horse races. Well, getting back to the president, he signed a Navy expansion bill, authorizing a 20% increase to fund 46 warships, 26 auxiliaries, and 950 planes. And as I mentioned before, we were seeing an economic downturn. Unemployment had dipped in the fall of 37, but had risen sharply. The jobless figure jumped to 19%. Now, while times were tough, the record industry saw a rebound. Sales were nowhere near their high from the 20s, but they doubled from last year. And the platter getting the most sales this week was Love Walked In by the Sammy Kay Orchestra.
Love walked in.
When love walked in with you.
Swing and Sway with Sammy Kaye featuring Tommy Ryan doing a song by the Gershwins, Love Walked In. That was featured in the film The Goldwyn Follies. It was the second chart topper for the Kaye Orchestra, and Love Walked In spent 3 weeks there, including this weekend in 1938. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.